made in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. So far, please be seated. I think most of us would agree that shopping malls can be very interesting places. Not only do they contain a variety of stores offering countless items for sale, but they often contain unusual displays, demonstrations, crafts, and many artworks. There was one mall in Rockford, Illinois that I've been to many times over the years, especially when I had my call, that has or had on display what I would call a huge whatchamacallit. It's made of levers and pulleys and wheels and gears and belts, and all the parts work. And as you can imagine, this whatchamacallit attracts much attention. It looks very impressive. It makes a lot of noise. And that's all. This whatchamacallit doesn't produce anything. It has absolutely no purpose. All the moving parts just keep moving for the sake of moving. And really, that's the way it is with so many people today. They're like whatchamacallits. They're full of activity, but their activity has absolutely no purpose. They drift from one job to another. They drift from one relationship to another, only to move on. They're like the prodigal son in the story that was told by Christ. And as you remember, when the money ran out, so did the friends. And he found himself in a pigsty, feeding hogs, having no direction, no hope, no nothing. Well, it wasn't that way with the servant of our Lord that we meet in this morning's Old Testament. The servant of the Lord knew from the moment that he was born that he had a definite purpose in life. He didn't have to spend years trying to find himself or figure it out. Even before he was born, his purpose was clear. It was established. His name was a statement of his purpose. "You shall call his name Jesus," the angel said, "because he shall save his people from their sins." Or, as Isaiah says, he would bring salvation to the ends of the earth. This was no easy task, no purpose, if you will, for Jesus Christ. It was not easy. But his heavenly Father prepared him very well. He was equipped with the word that was sharper than any two-edged sword. But his ministry and purpose, many people refused to accept. And many were offended at the thought that they were in need of forgiveness and salvation, much like people today. And that's why John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." It was our sins, your sins and my sins, that Jesus carried to the cross. And it is our sins that he has forgiven. By his death, he has removed all of our sins. And that is why Peter could say and did say, "Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Yes, indeed. The servant Jesus Christ did accomplish that purpose. And now, what about us? Are we servants the whatchamacallits. If we are baptized Christians, then we are indeed servants of God. And we have also been given a purpose in this life. Our purpose again? To bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. This is the real purpose that guides our lives. Being a person with a purpose simply means letting others see how forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ affects our daily life and how it can affect their life as well. Jesus Christ, our Savior from sin, explains our purpose in this way. He says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, and neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel. Instead, they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house." And in the same way, he goes on to say, "Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Will we let God use us as his servant, that we may bring the good news of salvation to others? We have two choices: servants or whatchamacallits. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Lord, I am faithful, I am the Lord.
times and in all places, give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, who with thee, the only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, same manner also took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Nice.
True love.
Jesus' name. Jesus Christ.
Faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
bless you and keep you in his saving grace and protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.